The Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me by Natalie Tupar. At 10 weeks old, I was diagnosed as being legally blind. A lot of parents would be devastated at this, but mine overcame their initial shock and sadness and raised me as they'd raise any other normal child, with just a few little adaptations. They got an amazing lady called Ainsley in to work with me on tactile and audio things, developing my sense of touch and hearing. While sighted people learn from colours, shapes and scenery, I learnt by texture, taste and sounds. Yes, we had our struggles, my parents and I, especially when I was little, but we fought through them well. My parents were told that I wouldn't walk until I was 2½ because I wouldn't have the visual motivation to get up and walk. But no, I was walking at 14 months instead and was able to walk down the aisle as a flower girl on my parents' wedding day. We were also told that I'd never attend at mainstream kindergarten or school and would have to be sent away to a special school to get the education I'd need. But my parents jumped up and down and fought for this, and I've been fully mainstreamed ever since. Yes, I had to use Braille books and technology rather than print, and learn through tactile and auditory means rather than visual, but I did it. There have been many more occasions where my parents and I have had to fight for things, but it was worth it in the end. I found out that you can be bitter about having a disability, or you can get better at the things you can do and exceed expectations. I know what I'd choose. I have a quote on my wall that says, "One of the greatest pleasures in life is doing things people say you cannot do." So true. On so many occasions, people with disabilities are put in the too hard basket because people think we are unable to do something because we're blind, deaf, or in a wheelchair. Okay, maybe I can't do some of the things sighted people can do, but I do other things instead that not many other people can do. There are so many advantages to blindness, and they cancel out the rare disadvantages to my situation. From silly little things like being able to use the mobility car parking spots in car parks, jump queues in a theme park and the airport, get special discounts for things, and being an eco-friendly citizen because I don't necessarily need light to operate. I also have the ability to judge people by personality, not by appearances. I'm blessed to have an amazing group of friends around me because I've been drawn to people by the way they treat me and others rather than how they look. I could be surrounded by the ugliest people in existence and I couldn't care less. They're still good people, still people I want to spend my time with, so there. And then there's the ability to sense the atmosphere around people, places and things. If I walk into a room where someone's upset or angry, I can tell. If I come into a positive, warm and welcoming environment, I know as soon as I walk in the door. I sense the environment around me and mold to that setting so that I can add it to it in positive times and be a light in the negative. When I was little, I asked my mum why she made me blind if she could make my younger siblings sighted. I may not know then, but I do now. I responded to a Salvation altar call when I was maybe 10 or 11, but didn't really have a relationship with God until I came to my incredible youth group, Wired Youth Ministry, at Harbourside Church, Takapuna, in my second year of high school. Since then, my faith in God has grown and grown, making me the person I am today. Since I was little, I've always wanted to be a singer-songwriter, touring the world maybe, singing with my favourite artist, etc. But a couple of years ago, now my youth pastor spoke a message on dreams and purpose, and it invited us to let God stir up our dreams in our hearts and help them to come to fruition. I'd always known I wanted to be a singer-songwriter, but I felt like something was missing from that dream. I realized that I wasn't called to be your average singer or songwriter, but to escape the norm of writing about sex, partying and drinking, and bring messages of hope, freedom, encouragement and inspiration to mainstream media through my lyrics and personality in general. Since then, I've had gig opportunities coming out of my ears, heaps of exposure in the media, and a real chance to get my name and music out there. So what I'm basically trying to say is, God can take someone who others would think would be the underdog of society and use me to do great things for him. And he has made me a princess in his kingdom, just as he has with all who read this, even if you don't know it yet. So when people are sympathetic towards me about my blindness, I just smile and say, "No, it's okay. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. My physical eyes may be blinded, but the eyes of my heart will always be open."